SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
More Jamaicans to access medical training, and parents urged to continue support for GSET students. Also in our program, or glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Welcome and thanks for joining. More Jamaican students will be able to access medical training at the recently opened $4 billion Faculty of Medical Sciences Teaching and Research Complex at the University of the West Indies UWI Mona Campus. The state-of-the-art facility boasts some of the most advanced teaching and research laboratories, lecture theaters, and tutorial rooms. Principal of the UWI Mona Campus, Professor Archibald MacDonald, says the institution has not been able to admit most of the students who seek medical training, but the expansion provides an opportunity for more students to be admitted, providing opportunities for Jamaica's young people.
Without the expansion, we would not have been able to offer more places to Jamaican students. Paradoxically, more poor Jamaican students have been able to do medicine at Mona than before.
The new building has first-world preclinical facilities, and the UWI has entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Health, which gives students access to government clinical facilities to enhance their medical training. Meanwhile, the National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, is appealing to parents to continue to support and encourage their children in light of the postponement of the sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. The NPSC has noted that GSAT is a very stressful time for children and parents alike, which may result in the children becoming very nervous, and this usually comes out in their behavior. Parents are therefore being advised to look out for signs of stress, such as nausea, problems getting to sleep or not wanting to wake up, being easily upset and irritable, and excessive aggressiveness. The night before the test, parents should ensure that the child reads over the GSAT notes, gets 8 to 9 hours of sleep, and have the required stationery. On the morning of the exam, the child should be given a balanced breakfast. And parents, ensure that the child gets to the exam center early.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica's public institutions to be efficient, effective, and accountable. It's also hoped that in another 15 years, the justice system will be fair and available to all, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Join the Minister of Youth and Culture, Lisa Hanna, at the Halfway Tree Transport Center this Friday at 3 p.m. for another Pandikana Reasoning Session. Join the discussion as they take a closer look at issues affecting our children and young people. Areas to be covered include youth with disability, violence against children, and child abuse. And now Oliver Jackson continues with his glimpse of Jamaica.
I did something that was kind of bad in the class, and he saw me when I did it. And teacher came down, and teacher went on top of a desk, the desk in front of me, where I was seated, and gave me one lick. And believe everything was going to right, you know, because them go up on top of the desk so I could feel a lick. And then gave me one lick, so, and the cane broke in a two and went straight across to another class and gave a teacher one. One lick, and teacher lick again, and the cane broke again. So I didn't get any further beating that day, and I did not feel anything.
And you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With student engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.